something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a rebroadcast of the just concluded Global Communion service with Pastor Chris.
Hallelujah.
I want to read to you from Zechariah chapter number 8 and tell you what money is for us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Zechariah chapter 8 from verse 11. God speaks to these people by prophecy. He says, but now I will not be unto the residue of these people as in the former days, saith the Lord of hosts. For the seed shall be prosperous. Wow. He's talking to Judah, right? And he says to them, he says, for the seed shall be prosperous. The vine shall give her fruit, and the ground shall give her increase. This is remarkable. I wish we had the time to expatiate on this, just those three, because it means a lot. It means a lot. The seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give her fruit, and the ground shall give her increase. But then it goes on to say, and the heavens shall give their due, and I will cause the remnant of these people to possess all these things. Now, when you see the word remnant in prophetic language, it refers to Israel in the last days. It refers to Israel in the last days. The remnant. The remnant. Refers to Israel in the last days. And to the church's blessings. And here's one of them. So when you see, I will cause the remnant of these people to possess all things. He is not dealing with the church. He's dealing with Israel of the last days. But the last days blessings of Israel are first given to the church, because the church comes ahead of the millennial reign of the Messiah in the earth. And so here's something beautiful, which means something you can enjoy right away from God. The seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give her fruit, and the ground shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give their due, and I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things. Wow, this is lovely. Can we read it from the Amplified Translation for a second? For there shall the seed produce peace and prosperity. Did you see that? There shall the seed produce peace and prosperity. This is wonderful. So your seeds shall produce what? Peace and prosperity. Amen. Did you see that? Everything that comes from you. Your seed, including your giving, will produce peace and prosperity. The vine shall yield her fruit, and the ground shall give its increase. This is remarkable. It's dealing all with prosperity here. And the heavens shall give their due. And I will cause the remnant of these people to inherit and possess all these things. Amazing. Now, you can go to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. From verse 8. He says, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you. This is interesting. Remember just now he said, he gave by his word, he gave them the power to prosper, the power to increase. He gave it to them in words, in prophetic words. All right? Then, so here he says, God is able to make all grace abound towards you, channel grace towards you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things. Having sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Now, having sufficiency in all things, the word things is not really in the original. So the construction actually means having all sufficiency in all seasons. All sufficiency in all seasons. Because the word translated sufficiency is otaki, and it means to be self-sufficient, requiring no support, requiring no help, no external help. That is amazing. So having all sufficiency in all seasons may abound to every good work. This is amazing. Now, let's go on. I want you to go to verse 10 and see this beautiful verse here. Now, he that ministereth seed, he that gives, he ministers, distributes seeds to the sower and bread for your food. Minister bread for your food. Okay, both, look at it. Now, he that ministered seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown. So he says, he will do two things. He'll give you bread and also multiply. So he'll provide bread and multiply your seed sown. That is wonderful. And then he says, and increase the fruits of your righteousness. Increase the fruits of your righteousness. So your acts of righteousness become even more productive. Yes, anything you do turns into success. Yes, you're getting bigger results than others who do exactly the same thing. Yes, your results are more than theirs, even though you're doing exactly the same thing. And they may even put in more effort. Yes, but your results come back bigger, greater, more effective. Increase. Look at it. It says, he that ministered seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. Wow. Then, while this is on, while God is doing all of this, he does something else. I like it. And that's the next verse. Look at it. Being enriched in everything. Oh dear. What's that? Think about it. The first one, he says, having all sufficiency in all seasons. In all seasons, no matter what happens, come rain, come shine. Right? When things are difficult for everybody else, or when things are easy for everybody else, makes no difference. You are always, always, it says, in all seasons. You have all sufficiency in all seasons. Wow. When you come to this, you say, I'm big. I'm big. So, in all seasons, there's no such thing as, these are hard times, you know. They ask some people, how are you doing? They say, we're struggling. They say, the struggle continues. The struggle continues? No, 1,000 times no. No, you belong to the King. You don't struggle. 1,000 times no. Say, I refuse to struggle. Don't struggle anymore. Use your faith in Christ. And you find that everything about you is blessed. Your work is blessed. Your family is blessed. Your way is blessed. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. being enriched in everything to all bountifulness which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. Ah, being enriched, it means being made rich. Being made rich, it means being brought into wealth. Some people don't believe in wealth. You better believe in wealth. Believe in it. Believe in it because you are an heir of wealth untold. That's who you are. That's who you are. And that's why the devil doesn't want you to find out. Because if you found out, think what will happen. A whole lot of people will be blessed. A whole lot of people will be helped. And Satan doesn't like it. He doesn't want you to discover what belongs to you in Christ Jesus. He'd like you to be ignorant and to believe in poverty and to struggle through life while he makes things difficult for you. He wants all that for you. But when you get the knowledge of God, look at it, being enriched in everything. Look at it, it's right there in the book. Enriched in everything. That means having abundant supply in everything. Why? He says, to all bountifulness. That means to all liberality. In other words, God bringing you into a position where you become a giver. You see, if you don't have, how can you give? You can give what you don't have. God wants all his kids to be givers. Stingy people don't know God. All God's people are givers. It's one of the ways you know that God wants to help somebody, even people who don't know Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not talking about those who give for political reasons, like, you know, they give to be assumed. To be assumed that they are givers. No, no, no. Or for those who give for business reasons, they give one and they take 10. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about genuine giving. Genuine giving from your heart. All such people are known by God, and God always seeks to save them. Because there's something of his own nature that is in them. That genuine givers. The Bible says God loves a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver. One whose heart is in his giving.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love World Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love World Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This is a rebroadcast of the just concluded Global Communion service with Pastor Chris.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says God loves a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver. One whose heart is in his giving. Not giving, you know, to impress human beings, no. But giving from your heart to be a true helper. Yeah. So God loves such. So, oh boy, this is wonderful. I'm going to read this back to you. I'm going to read this to you from the Amplified Translation. I'm going to read it real fast, and I want you to follow exactly what it says. It says, we're reading from the eighth verse. It says, and God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance. He's able to do it, and so he wants to do it, and you let him do it then. So that you may always, and under all circumstances, and whatever the need, be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. Look at that. He makes you a giver. Glory be to God. Yeah. Verse 10. And God, who provides seed for the sower and bread for eating, will also provide and multiply your resources. See, he'll multiply your resources for sowing and increase the fruits of your righteousness, which manifests itself in active goodness, kindness, and charity. Boy, I love it. And then look at the next verse. Thus, you'll be enriched in all things and in every way so that you can be generous. And your generosity, as it is, administered by us, will bring forth thanksgiving to God. You see, when you give, think about it. Who gets praised when you give? That'll tell you what happened to your giving. Who gets praised when you give? It'll tell you what happens to your giving. Who gets praised? And you look at what Paul the Apostle writes here to this church in Corinth. He says, when you give, thanks go to God. Praise goes to God. Look at that. It'll bring forth thanksgiving to God. Oh, boy. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. I'm going to have to read this again to you. Look at it again. Now go back to the King James translation and just see it's shorter here. It says, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. Thanksgiving to God. Now, go on to the next verse. For the administration of this service not only supplied the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God. Many thanksgivings. It says, when you give like this, it doesn't only solve the problem that those who received were going through, but it provides thanksgiving to God. Many, because many people were blessed by your giving. So he says, now there's a lot of thanksgiving going up to God. It matters. Those are sacrifices that go up to God. Wow, wow, wow. For example, all of those healings that you saw during the healing streams, and many of you gave to make those things happen. You gave to set up centers. Many of you gave. You gave a lot to organize those programs all over the world. And then people got healed. Thanking God that they got the magazine, thanking God that they heard about the program, thanking God. Lots of thanksgivings going to God. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So he says, for the administration of this service not only supplied the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God. Whilst by the experiment of this ministration, they glorify God for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ and for your liberal distribution unto them and unto all men. Wow. And by their prayer for you, which long after you for the exceeding grace of God in you. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. That means his indescribable gift. Wow. So this month of November is the month of increase. The month of increase. Oh, glory be to God. There's increase for you. The word is gone forth to cause increase in your life. Increase in your life. Grace for increase. Grace for increase. Extraordinary increase in your life. Hallelujah. There's increase for you. Blessed be God. Go ahead and thank Him by yourself. It's your month of increase. Thank Him by yourself. So to increase you in every way. There's abundant grace for you. It's your amount of increase. Thank Him by yourself. It's your amount of increase. Hallelujah. Korabakanda laga congres kevra de la gosto shalahades. Claranongo bara la kunda sibra hadedestes. Now we have a very special one on December the 1st. December the 1st into Saturday is the global day of prayer. Glory be to God. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, that was beautiful. Do you have your Healing to the Nations magazine? This is for the month of November. Make sure to have yours. And perform more miracles with them. Then your Rhapsody of Realities in every language. In various categories, we have for the teenagers, and then for early readers, for kids. And remember, we also have them in the Braille version for those who have problems with their sight and are trained to read the Braille. So, but lots of materials to help you grow in your Christian life. Go to the Pastor Chris Digital Library. Use the Rhapsody app and get more materials to study. Learn God's word real quick. Build your spirit strong. I want you to go into a moment of prayer. Thank you, Lord. You know, we had this healing streams just a weekend ago. It was just wonderful. We're getting testimonies from all over the world. It's amazing. And I hope you've had some time to participate in the Festival of Miracles that we've been showing on the Healing Streams TV. Make sure to be a part of it. Showing more. Later tonight you'll be seeing some more. Make sure to watch. It's every day. Amazing indeed. Lots and lots of testimonies from around the world. Oh, glory to God. Kamblenina govra dila costo shows of Fadila Hamreni, Clear Gasosha Salamachai. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All for your glory. Ka Jesu Black Tora Mancasia, Liba Cara dila Cose Paca Tora Mancetaligadistis. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. So this week we'll still be having the Festival of Miracles, and make sure to watch. The schedule is on the screen. And if we haven't heard your testimony yet, call us, share your testimony. We all want to hear it. We're going to do a song of praise. Thank you very much. We're going to be closing the service. We will do a song titled, Lord, You Are Wonderful. Now remember, when you receive salvation or you receive healing from God, everything that God gives to you, there are two important things that you must bear in mind. Number one is your testimony. It's important to testify. Number two is staying in the Word of God. And that's why we teach the Word of God so much and make the Word of God available to you on every available platform. Now, make sure to get your Rhapsody of Realities, our daily devotional guide. Because in here, every day we have special articles just so you can be taught the Word of God. And there's a new edition every month. So each day of the month, there's a message to read and study with several scriptural references to help your study. It's very important. It'll help you learn the Word of God real quickly. You'll know so much in a short time. Plus that, if you go to the Pastor Chris Digital Library, you'd find lots of materials, videos and audio messages of various topics that will help you. So get these things and build your spirit. Build your spirit. Many have built their physical bodies. Many have built their intellect. But not many have built their spirit. And the most important of your personality is your spirit. So make sure to do that today. Make sure to do it now. So for all the partners, we'll be looking forward to seeing you at IPPC 2023. Thank you for joining us today. I pray the Lord will bless you and give you this beautiful month of increase.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.